Changing Stories. Moore changed his story two more times as the interrogation continued, going back to admitting that he had killed Sophia while burglarizing the house, then once again saying Kel-El Sophia was the killer, this time adding that he was romantically involved with her. Kel-El Sophia branded as preposterous Moore's accusations that she was involved with him or the killing. Romley said the detectives led Moore down the garden path by feeding him information about Kel-El Sophia and the evidence during the early stage of the interrogation, which allowed him to later concoct her involvement in the killing. Romley said he intends to play the tape for the jury this week, although Assistant City Attorney Honey A. Lewis, who is defending the two detectives, has opposed allowing jurors to hear it. Lewis, Parks, and Milligan declined to discuss the case before completion of the trial. Following Moore's arrest, Kel-El Sophia was re-arraigned on murder charges, this time including an allegation of murder for financial gain, which carries a possible death penalty. The financial gain allegation was added because police and prosecutors believed Kel-El Sophia was motivated to kill her husband to collect insurance money, and to avoid having to share the proceeds from the sale of the house. Moore later pleaded guilty to murder and was sentenced to 27 years to life in prison. But detectives were unable to find evidence substantiating Moore's claims about Kel-El Sophia's involvement, and charges against her were dropped on April 5, 1990, the day a preliminary hearing was set to begin. Deputy District Attorney Craig R. Richmond testified during the federal trial last week that the charges could be reinstated if additional evidence against Kel-El Sophia is ever found. He also said he's seen no evidence that dissuades him from his belief that the burglary at the Sophia house was staged. Parks and Milligan also are unswayed in their suspicions of the widow. Both have testified that they still believe she was involved in her husband's slaying. "I think she and Tony Moore entered into a conspiracy," Milligan said. Kel-El Sophia's attorneys have sought to bolster her innocence with a variety of testimony and witnesses. Though the detective said Sophia was dead an hour before his wife sought help, Deputy Medical Examiner Dr. Irwin Golden, who conducted the Sophia autopsy, testified that it was impossible to pinpoint the time of death within the 2 hours before the paramedics arrived. Two private experts in criminology have testified that the bathroom screen can easily be removed from outside the house, contrary to the detective's view.